Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Idah Daf Chaf Bet Amud Bet. And let's roll back to the beginning of the parak. Take a look at the next clause in Mishnah Bet, which is the beginning of the parak. And that is Hamapelet min behemach chayav ve'of bein tmein bein torim zachar teshev zachar v'kiva teshev v'kiva ve'en yadua teshev zachar v'kiva divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir's opinion is that if a woman has a miscarriage and it looks like something of an animal or a bird, a mammal or a bird, whether they're kosher or non-kosher is irrelevant. If it looks male, she has the regular days for male. If female, regular for male. Female, and if not, then she has to do the chumra of both, which means 14 and 26, essentially. If it doesn't have the image of a person, then it's not a vlad. Let's now roll back to the Gemara on Daf Chaf Bet Amud Bet in the middle of the Amud and pick up the discussion. Hapelet Kamin Behemat. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. My Tam Reb Meir. We're going to see several different approaches to where Reb Meir is coming from in saying that if it looks like an animal, it is a vlad. Number one is Shmuel. Ho'il v'nemra b'yitzira ka'adam. When the Torah describes the creation of animals, it uses the word to form v'yitzir in Breshit Bet. So elameya, just like man. So the sea monsters also. So if a woman gives birth to something that looks like that, whatever the tanim looked like, then it should also be tmei aleda, which we rejected in the earlier clause in the Mishnah, because it also says yitzirah. God created, and it says explicitly, created the tanim hagedolim. So Amri. So the answer that we give is tanim yitzirah mi yitzirah. We're looking at the common word yitzirah, ve'im danin briya mi yitzirah. You can't learn the word briya from something which only says yitzirah, which is not exactly true, as we'll see in a minute. So, first of all, ma'naf kamina, who cares if it's the same word or a synonym? Hatana Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava koin, uva koin, in the context of nigdei batim, we've seen this several times, that we regard zui shiva, zui biya, them referring to two different words which refer to the same event, and we see them as not only synonymous, but as identical. V'od, nigma briya mi briya, besides which, as I pointed out, it does say that God created man, v'ivra adam, Elohim et adam, and, the same word for taninim, dichti, v'ivra Elohim et adam et salmo. So Amri Vayivra Legufe, that Vayivra there in Perak Aleph is needed for itself and can't be used for Gzera Shavat. Vayitzer in Perak Bet, about creating man, is Lafnuye, that's extra. And therefore, with Danin Yitzirah Meitzirah, therefore, the Taninim never have Vayitzer, and Adam's Vayivra, which is what it has in common with Taninim, is not extra. Adarabba, Vayitzer Legufe, Vayivra Lafnuye, just turn it around. Why don't you just say Vayitzer and Perek Bet is what's needed to tell us that God created man, and Vayivra is extra. But then Briyami Briya. Ella, we have a more complex matrix. Vayitzer Mufna Mishneit Tzadin. Vayitzer is extra in both circumstances, meaning both Adam being formed and animals being formed are an extra mention in Vayitzer. Mufna Migabe Adam, Mufna Migabe Behema. Vayivra, but the Vayivra description is Gabe Adam Mufne. You're right, that might be extra in the case of Adam. Gabe Taninim Enu Mufne, but there's only one mention of the creation of Taninim, so there's none that are extra. So my Mufne Gabe Behema. Wait a second, where does it say it's extra? And in the context of Behema, Ilim Erechti Vayasli Met Chayata Aretz, because in Breishit Aleph it says God created the animals of the field, so they're already created. Perek Bet says Vayitzer, so that's extra. Tanim is also extra. God created all the creepy crawly things, and that includes the Taninim. And that's the extra phrase. The answer is Remas Dichtiv Hatam Diabashahu. It says Remas Hadama. That's the creepy crawly things on land, not in the sea. And therefore, it isn't extra, because Taninim are not included in anything else. So, my nafkamina ben mufram itzarachad mufram shteitz tadin. Why is there a difference if something is an extra word, not an extra word, extra in both cases? What's the calculus? So, nafkamina as follows. This goes back to the school of Rabbi Yishmael, the master of exegesis. Kol gzera shava she'ina mufne kol ikar. Any gzera shava where neither of the occasions of the word are extra, ain't limit dinamana. You can't use it at all. Now, by the way, this seems to fly in the face of the notion that Gzeirah Shavah is always a Masorah, because here we're getting rules for when you can and when you can't use words as Gzeirah Shavah. Mufim Mitzad Echad, but if it's extra in one case and not the other, L'Rabbi Yishmael L'Yedin V'en Mishimin, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you can learn from it and it is invulnerable, meaning you can't challenge it. It's an ironclad limud. According to Rabbanan, you could learn from it, but you could also challenge it if you found a significant difference, significantly relevant difference between the two cases. Mufrim shteit zadim, if it's extra in both cases, divrei kol medin v'meshivin. Everybody agrees that you can infer one from the other, and it's invulnerable to challenge. Okay, so now, if that's the case, Rabbi Shmuel, ma'ikar ben mufrim tzadachal, mufrim shteit zadim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, then, what's the difference between being mufrim in one or two? In either case, says it's invulnerable. The answer is nafkamin. Hechad the ikam mufrim tzadachal, mufrim shteit zadim. If you have a choice between the two, shavkin mufrim tzadachad. If you have a choice, one is one way to go would follow a mufna mitzad echad, and then follow the mufna shteit tzadin. Even Rabbi Shmuel, who says they're both invulnerable, the gish shteit tzadin is stronger, and you take that. Ulahache afri rachmano the behema shteit tzadin, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's why the Torah, this is all within Rabeir, that's why the Torah made behema extra and adam extra. So you shouldn't go to Taninim and learn from Mufrim Mitzad Echad. Okay. That's version one of this entire piece of Korn Rabbi Yochanan. He had a more lenient take on the whole system. If it's not extra in either case, you can learn from it, but you can also challenge it. If it's extra in one case, again, the same thing, you can learn from it, and it's invulnerable. Rabbanan say again, it is, you can use it, and it is vulnerable, which, by the way, is the same as no mufneh. So the only difference in this whole piece is, if it's not mufneh at all, do we say that it's usable but challengeable, or it's not usable at all? Now that we've said more lenient thing that it's usable, according to the Rabbanan, what's the difference between not being mufneh at all and being mufneh once? The answer is again, again, when you have a choice, one is mufneh in one case and one is not mufneh at all. We have to add this in. Neither one of them has a challenge. We ignore the one that is not extra in any case, and we prefer the one that is mufrim mitzad echad, because we all agree that's still better. Now, all of that said, what's the pircha that the Rabbanan have who say that therefore behemah cannot be inferred? A person is not like a behemah. A person can become tame within the context of tumah. A person can become tame while alive. An animal can't. And so therefore, essentially, within the world of Tumah, Adam and Behemah are different. Therefore, we disagree with Rebbeir and say that even if it looks like Behemah, it's not anything. It has to look like an Adam. So he said the same thing that Shmuel said, is the reason that Rebbeir said that looking like an animal counts is because of the same use in the Torah. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami turned to Rab Chia Bar Abba, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, "Al mehatam pelet dmut har imot me'al eda." If you're going to play with psukim that way, then if a woman has a birth event with something that looks like a mountain, she should be tme'al eda. Shenamar hinehu yotzer harim uvoi ruach. Right, in the famous passage in Amos. Amar le harmi kamapalt. His answer is not textual. His answer is reality based. A woman doesn't have such an event. Ebony to come up pellet. If it's some little piece of tissue, it looks like a rock, maybe. Hahu gushikri. That's not called a heart. It's called a gush, a clod, if you will. Elamiatam pellet ruach. And ruach we've used before as meaning an insubstantial thing, teimo tmealeda, which of course is the exact point of ruach that it's not tmealeda. Hovenem obriach adam, as we saw, kineir yotzer harim uvor e ruach. Chitema la mufne. You're going to say that's not mufne? Midahave the mirtav yotzer harim veruach. And it added uvore ruach, an extra word, which of course is stylistically appropriate for Nevi'im Achronim. Shema minal afnui, but it's still mufne. His answer is, amalei din and dani divrei Torah, divrei Torah, and dani divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah. We have a pasuk in the Torah, and this is for halacha, therefore we can only get other sources to provide information from the Torah, not from Nevi'im. Amalachanam Rabbi Yochanan, haynu tam ler meir. We have now a different take. that Rav Meir's reason for saying animal-looking things count is domot kashal adam. We move away from text and to similarities, that the eyes of animals look like human eyes. So based on that, here's the reductio. If she has something that looks like a snake, the mother should be tmei aleidah. Huil v'gagale no agula kashal adam, because its pupil is round like a person's. If you think that's the case, then why doesn't the Mishnah list it in Rav Meir's list? See, because had it listed nachash, and the Chacham said, no, it has to look like an Adam, made a nachash would plead Rabbanan later Meir. That's only in the case of the nachash that the Rabbanan disagree and say that that's not good enough. Because we don't have the psukim. So we're going back to the psukim issue. But it might be that Rabbanan don't disagree about the animals, because the psukim. But wait a second, we have a Mishnah in Bechorot that says that if an animal has a pupil that's round like a human's, that's a mum, which means that's not the normal way. So the difference is whether we're looking at the black of the eye or we're looking at the socket. Biyani Amar Hanutam Rameir has a third take, which is similar to the second. That animals have their eyes go in front of them, mean look in front of them as they walk, as opposed to, let's say, birds. Ah, vare of, but Rameir listed birds. The Ein Enav Hochot Lefanav become Rameir de Tame. So Amar Baya Bikari of a Kafufa. Rameir only meant owls. Vashar foot low, other birds he would say it doesn't count. They have to have their eyes looking in front of them like a person. We have a problem that he says we should follow a mayor when it comes to Behemah Bechaya, but the Chacham Mofot and the Chacham when it comes to birds. So now based on this whole Mahalach Mayofot, which birds are we talking about? If we're talking about owls, so according to Rabbi Yochanan now, the whole reason for Rav Meir's position is because their eyes go in front of them, and if Rav Chanina Antigonos is favoring that, then he should say, the same thing about owls. It must be about other birds. So if he's saying, we don't follow Rav Meir about birds, that means about other birds. So Rav Meir must hold that all birds are like that. So the answer is, Chasur Mechzer Rachik Tani. This is how we could read that statement. Rav Chanina Antigonos Omer, Nirin de Rav Meir, but Mehima v'chayav v'adin l'kayav v'kifufa, that we hold like Rav Meir when it comes to animals and owls. And other birds, because even Rav Meir agrees there. He only disagreed about owls. When it comes to other birds, he agrees. Said that if you have a min behemah v'chaya, Rav Meir says it's a vlad, Chacham say it's not a vlad, be ofot tibadek, if it's a bird, check. So Laman Tivadek, what are we checking? According to whom? Lavadi Rameir Damarkai Vuva Inshar Footlo. This supports the idea that Rameir said only some birds. And that's why you have to check. So lo. Alright? Amracha Bredu Ravika lo. Tibadek lo Rabbanan. Damikari Vuva Inshar Footlo. Maybe it means according to the Rabbanan that they would agree about the owls. But now we come with something very strange. The Rabbanan explicitly disagree about animals, about mammals, but they agree about owls. That's why it's Tibadek. So, the answer is, holy Yeshvan l'satot ka'adam. They have cheeks that look like a person, so in a way, they're even more similar to a person than an animal is. Okay? So, I asked the question, the Rav Meir, Damar Behema Me Isha, Vlad Mal Yehu. Now, hold on for this here. Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Zeira, according to Rav Meir, who says that something that looks like an animal inside of a woman is a real Vlad, so, kibel ma'avi kiddushin mahu. What if the woman is pregnant and the husband accepted kiddushin for if his wife would have a daughter? So, l'may nafkumina, what would be the difference? The tsuri b'achota, because after all, obviously you can't marry this thing, but because he would be usur to marry this girl's sister, this thing's sister. So, l'nei merachaye, so you think this thing's gonna live? Amr v'yuhud amr rav, lo amr rameir ela huyav v'minomit kayem. Rameir said the reason that behemah v'chayah, looking things, count, is because if it were behemah, it would live. It means it has to be viable as an animal, looking. So it means it's not going to live. Achabar Yaakov, adkani v'yor Rameir, the Rav Zeira, l'degi chuch v'lo gachich. The answer is Rameir was trying to get Rav Zeira to laugh. He was asking a silly question, but it didn't work. Instead of laughing, he answered a comeback. Gufam Yudom Marat, lo amra Rameir, ela huyel v'mino mitkayem. So we just had this statement. Rav Yirmiyah midifti, af anan amitanina, we have a bright that supports that, amapelet kumin be ma chayav of, Divrei Meir Chamar Meotche Botzat Adam, our Mishnah. From a pellet sandal, or shilya, which we're going to look at a little later, or shfir merukam, vayotzei mechutach, haba achara b'chol rachala v'inu b'chol kohen. This is the Mishnah in Bechorot. Alright, in Perek Chet Mishnah Aleph, where we said that if she has a behemah chayav, oh, if according to her mayor, that's the bechor, and whatever comes afterwards is not a bechor, Chumim says it has to look like a person. But if it's a sandal or shilya or a formed a form in a sack, or comes out in pieces, then the one that comes afterwards is bechor l'nachala, but not bechor l'kohen. But if you think that when it comes out for the first second it breathes and then it dies, which is what sort of the assumption of the previous piece was, how could the one that comes afterward be b'chol nachala? Because after all, if a baby is born and it breathes for 1 second and then it dies, that's the b'chol nachala. The one that comes afterwards is a pashut. So it does live, maybe. What's a b'chol nachala? Reshito no, which we translate as his first strength. But the way we're reading it is ono as mourning, meaning mishali bo davelav, somebody who the father would mourn for, a child who was born and actually lived long enough for the father to become attached to. Yatzazeh shenli bo davelav, as opposed to this one. So you could even say that a miscarriage has 1 second of life and is considered alive for that second, nonetheless not be b'chol l'nachala. He asked the following question. Meir damar behema me isha vlad malyahu. So Rameo again seems to say that something that's animal-looking inside of a woman is called a Vlad Malia, then Adam Bimei Mamai. What about the opposite? What if you've got an animal that's pregnant, and it turns out that what's inside looks like a person? Lamai Nafkumina, what's the difference? Lashturi Bachila, whether or not you could eat it. Tishot Levi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Shokhan Bimei Mamatza, Badmut Yonas, Rabbi Achila. Wait, Rabbi Yochanan already answered that when he said, if you shecht an animal and you find something that looks like a pigeon inside, you're not allowed to eat it. The answer is, Hachiyashta hatam lo parsotika lo parsaika. A pigeon doesn't have split hooves, doesn't have hooves at all, or feet at all. Hachin parsotleika parsamiaika. So you're right, humans don't have split hooves, but we do have feet, so maybe we still would have to ask the question. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We will take up our last piece of analysis on this Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.